With the power of Jesus' name, let dangers portray for, bring forth the royal diadem, and crying, Lord of all, and crying, Lord of all. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is April 21st, year 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Open Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. And our topic for today's daily devotion is Your Evening. The topic once again is Your Evening. And our memory verse is taken from Psalm 104, verse 23. Psalm 104, verse 23. Man goes forth unto his work and to his labor until evening. Let's do it one more time. Psalm 104, verse 23. Man goes forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. Psalm 103, verse 23. Man goes forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. The Bible reading is from 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 15 to 17. 2 Samuel 21, 15 to 17. And I'll be reading NLT. Once again, the Philistines were at war with Israel. And when David and his men were in the thick of battle, David became weak and exhausted. Izibenob was a descendant of giant. His bronze spearhead weighed more than 7 pounds, and he was armed with a new sword. He had cornered David and was about to kill him, but Abishai, son of Zeruiah, came to David's rescue and killed the Philistine. Then David's men declared, "You are not going out to battle with us again. Why risk snuffing out the light of Israel?" That's the end of today's Bible reading. The topic once again is called Your Evening. If you're about 50, you're already in the second half of your day, and you need to apply wisdom more than ever before. By evening, you are supposed to be relying more on wisdom, not on strength, as the flood might have subsided. You may revert to yesterday's teaching to understand what I mean by the flood. Job 12:12 says that wisdom is supposed to be with the ancient. Years are supposed to teach wisdom. Job 23, verse 7 says that they should speak a multitude of years to teach wisdom. This is why it is said that a fool at 40 is a fool forever. You are supposed to have become wise by the time you are 40, because as people grow older, they naturally become weaker. Nobody will believe, except those who are close to me, that I used to be a boxer. Nobody will believe that there was a time I could carry a bag of cement in one hand and another in the second, and say that I was balancing the equation. Now, even with two hands, I would think twice before I pick up a bag of cement. In 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 15 to 17, the Bible says that David waxed faint. This was the same person who killed a lion and a bear. He was the same person that delivered 200 foreskins when he was asked to get 100. David, the giant killer, The one who single-handedly cut off Goliath's head waxed faint, and he would have been killed in the battle if somebody had not come to his aid. What lesson can we learn from that? When David was at his peak, he had prepared for the time he would grow faint. In 1 Samuel 22:1-2, when he was in the cave of Adullam, he gathered some vagabonds and turned them into mighty men. It was one of these boys that was there to help him when his evening came. In 2 Samuel 23:1-39, we read of the people he had prepared who are now called David's mighty men. These men risked their lives by taking on an entire army just to get him water to drink. If you are in your flood age, you should prepare disciples when things are very smoothly. Going smoothly. Are you preparing for those days when the flood will be gone? What arrangement are you making during your daytime? Because the night is coming. I'm speaking in proverb, but a word is enough for the wise. That's the end of today's daily devotion. The key point again today is start building younger people now, so that when your strength is no longer as before, they can be there to help you. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll see you tomorrow.